We met earlier today, discussed several things, and I have that going to be present, so she can kind of finalize the talk and tell us what our thoughts are, and we'll put them all together.
So Chris and I went over the police budget again, and he felt he could trim a few more things from those numbers. He trimmed about $10,000 off of his number earlier. Evan did not hear back from the guy he's talking to about the mower, so that number was not able to get updated. He did update the TIF numbers, and then based on the finance committee discussion earlier, the salaries were updated as well. And there is a new printout that has it broken down, so you can see what changes by department.
Any comment on this for any of you guys that we need to discuss?
The overall citywide revenues for this next year appear to be $3,102,802 in expenses of $3,748,015 for a deficit budget of $645,213. So, and that's mostly made up of those capital projects that the city's wanting to finish up this year.
We talked about the pay raise of 4% across the board. Do we have any thoughts on that? Cost of living keeps going up. I broke it all down for you so you could see.
The other thing I did update was there was mention of the bond being paid off in December. There was no bond payment made this year, so I reached out to MidAmerica to confirm if anything is still owed. When I hear back, if it's just the last payment, we can get that made this fiscal year. Otherwise, we'll need to put that back in the budget.
It wasn't paid this year.
There was nothing paid to MidAmerica for that. The last payment was made in November of 23.
This has been paid off in December.
So we may have that last check to get out to them. But that was removed, including that transfer from general fund to the bond fund. That payment, it was all removed in this version.
I think everything we went over was analyzed pretty well. Evan did a good job, and I'm going to bring it to the council meeting so we can get it started. It does have to be posted 30 days prior. Does anybody have any thoughts of anything on this? So, David. Give me that look.
No, I have no thoughts. I spoke up about that salary one time and almost lost a pretty good friend, so I have nothing to say about the salary.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Kendall, you have any thoughts on it?
No. Our discussions in the finance committee, it's a 2.5% increase is $13,000. The 4% is only $21,000 for the total citywide. So it was an $8,000 difference.
Best we can hope for is no big expenses.
Right. Right, yeah, we already have the capital expenses that are in there that hopefully we keep with that. But we also, you know, I also said when you had almost $4 million, you hate to go say, hey, we want to, well, you know, we need to raise the tax rate or.
Yeah. Well, I think things are going to get better eventually.
How I do too.
So.
In general, I think this is a pretty good budget.
Looks like things are starting to turn around a little bit. Some new businesses picking up space, and that's money.
You know, like Music in the Park, they held their own.
Yeah.
Good. Just different things like that. Do you have anything else, Becky, you'd like to add?
I can answer any other questions that anybody has.
Okay, anybody got any questions for Becca? If not, I guess we'll close the meeting and start it for around 6:30.
Make a motion to adjourn.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, please, the invocation. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance tonight and help this council make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank everyone for coming. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderman Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Dave Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow's absent. Mayor Leferry?
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of January 28th, the council commission meetings, and anyone have any additions, corrections, questions? If none, can we have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report. Cindy?
I do not have anything tonight.
All right. Treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown is excused absence. Attorney's report is an excused absence. Engineer's report. No engineer this evening. Public comments or petitions. Anyone here wish to address this council? Hearing and seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee and group reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Clark.
That'll probably be down here in the business, I think. Maybe it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, it is. Yep, there it is. Okay.
All right. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow's absent. Streets and alleys, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Alderman Ward.
Do you have anything, Chief?
All right. Moving on, water.
Yes, Alderman, wanted to ask for the help of the community. Right now, we're dealing with some either water losses because of leaks or whatever. But what we need help with is, since it's so dry right now, we haven't had any rain, and if there is a leak somewhere, it should be very noticeable. And what we're asking for you, if you could help us, if you happen to see something that's out of the ordinary, whether it's water running down the street where it shouldn't be, if you know of a creek or something that was always dry and now running with water in it, if you see water coming out of a culvert somewhere that probably shouldn't be coming out of it. Most people are get around, you know, either walking or bicycling or driving around town. If you would contact City Hall, so we can go take a look at it and investigate. And it's not a major thing, but it is a major thing because, you know, it's water that's not being going through the system, and it's water that we're not using, and plus it's water that doesn't help us with a problem that we have right now that we're trying to get straightened out with. So, but anyway, if you could help, we'd appreciate it. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Long.
I have nothing in that, but I'll do like I want to remind everyone in town to be careful about open burning. We've had 4 or 5 calls just this week. Just keep in mind how dry it is. Let's not be burning unsafely.
All right, thank you. Tourism, Mr. Miller?
I had a couple things. Spring Drive's coming up May 3rd and 4th. If you haven't signed up, if you know somebody wants to sign up, let them know. The Lewistown Legion has their fish fry coming up at the end of the month, March 21st.
Last one.
Friday, it'd be last one, yes, correct, last one of the... And they are so... I think every time they do it, they get more fish. Because it sells out so quick and so much.
Yeah.
And then that's all I have at this time for that. So the only other thing is the fundraiser, and I'm sure Kenny will bring that up. So, but that's all. Thanks.
All right. Tiff, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Citizens Committee, anybody hear from Amanda? No? Mm-hmm. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny.
I have none.
Thank you, sir. We're moving on.
Spaghetti supper fundraiser sponsored by the VFW, March 29th from 5 to 7. Dine-in desserts. Okay, we're not going to have delivery for desserts. And delivery will be from 5 to 6. So everybody's welcome. Come buy some spaghetti and order Christmas down.
I'm also going to have the silent auction.
Oh, yeah, silent auction. Yeah. And we've been collecting donations for this. And this is our only fundraiser for the Christmas downtown. So everybody come and eat some spaghetti whether you like it or not.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Moving on, Economic Development Committee, Ms. Aaron.
Hi. Couple things. March 13th, the Lewistown Area Chamber of Commerce membership info meeting is at 5:30 at the Visitor Center. Carla Bobel from the Canton Chamber of Commerce will be presenting. There'll be some info about the dual membership that Lewistown and Canton now have available. April 12th, the consignment auction is at the fairgrounds at 9:30. If you want to drop off and sell, you can drop off the day before and then pick up by the day after for the annual consignment auction. On the 20th, there will be Meet the Candidates Night at the Farm Bureau building at 6:30. I believe this Cindy has confirmed that she will be there. But if any other candidates want to be at the Meet the Candidates Night, you can reach out to Elaine Stone at the Farm Bureau building. And then finally, the LEAP, some of the members of the LEAP committee are participating in a broadband breakthrough project. I will post when I get to it on the Lewistown Happenings page and on the LEAP page about taking the survey for broadband. And so you take it in your home. Where it affects a lot of people in town or just outside of town if they don't have great internet access. It's like a 2-minute survey to take from where you are, and it measures your broadband. And so all of that information will be used to help bring better internet to the area. So that's all I have. Thank you.
I got one other item that is kind of economic development and tourism. I forgot. I had it wrote down, but I forgot. I know most people in the area are aware of Amaquan, but the Nature Conservancy, which has a facility out there, the Third Kilson facility, they have programs going on all the time. If you're interested in biology, fish, birds, insects, whatever net, check with them and check on their site. They have a lot of good programs. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, that'd be a good place to go. That's it. Sorry.
All right. Thank you. All right, moving on, Public Works report, Evan?
I think Kendall filled out for the water, so that was a good one, but I just have in new business on D to discuss.
All right, thank you, Evan. We have no unfinished business, we'll move on to new business. Looks like the bank's wanting some more.
Yeah, they want the bank names in the minutes. They will not take it as it was. They want you to specify the bank names.
So, anyway, then we need a motion then to...
I move to approve the removal of Levi's name from the bank accounts.
At?
At the City of Lewistown Bank here, Iowa State Bank, Mid-American National Bank, Prairie State Bank, Havana National Bank, and...
Then add...
I think I covered all of them.
Then now you have to add Natalie.
Oh, okay, and adding Natalie Nelson on all City of Lewistown Bank accounts at Iowa State Bank, Mid-America National Bank, Prairie State Bank, and Havana National Bank.
I'll second that.
Do you have that motion, Cindy?
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I hope that satisfies me.
I know it's on tilt.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Make sure I type it all out right. That's where it counts.
Yeah, yes.
Don't forget a dot.
The ordinance for Harvest Sky Boutique TIF agreement. Everyone have a chance to look at that, and the Sam Shoemaker TIF agreement.
Cindy has it.
All right. Cindy, do you have anything to add?
No.
Do we have to do these one at a time, or?
It'd be best to.
All right. So the Sky Boutique TIF agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance, the TIF agreement with Harvest Sky Boutique.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Mayor LaFerry.
Aye. All right, now we move on. The Sam Shoemaker Electric.
I move to approve the ordinance for TIF for Sam Shoemaker.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Mayor LaFerry.
Aye. All right, moving on, the same thing. Festive Floral TIF Agreement. All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Mayor LaFerry.
Aye. All right. That concludes those items. I'll move on to the budget. The floor is open for discussion.
You guys have all the material in front of you.
Becca, do you have anything you want to present?
So everybody should have a packet with the current version of the budget. We had a meeting earlier where some adjustments were added. Your budget needs to be on display for the public for 30 days before it can be adopted. Your last regular meeting of the year is April 22nd, so any further adjustments would need to be made and posted to a final version by next Friday. So overall, the total revenues for this budget were $3,102,800, and the expenses are $3,748,015 for a deficit budget of $645,213. The large water project has not been completed at the ground storage tank. There are also the ARPA funds that are part of that remaining to be spent The additional TIF agreements that will be going out that you just approved will start going out next year as well. So there's also then a deficit budget on the TIF as well, but you've got an extension on that for 12 years. So so long as at the end of those 12 years, you're not sitting with a bunch of money in the bank, like you want to spend that as it comes in. You've got a little bit left over, so there's not a big concern there. And then, as discussed, the salaries or the hourly wages for the employees are in there at a 4% increase from their current wages. Just basically like an FYI, you can't approve it until it's been posted for 30 days. I will say we also do not have final MSP numbers from your engineering firm. They were waiting on some construction costs, so those will change. I don't know what they will change to, but otherwise everything else, it's just for your information if there are any other projects that you all would like added or removed or.
Or less than you
Do you need any direction at all from the council?
Any changes that you want made from what has been presented? That direction.
Well, you answered my question this afternoon, so I don't know.
Anybody have any questions for that question?
There'll be no more discussion. We'll move on. No more discussion. All right, moving on. There's an item here to discuss the changing amount on the fairgrounds pump station. Evan, would you like to explain that?
Yeah, the change that we had, we were looking to do it again. We had it originally quoted for a Kohler generator on the side of that building. I guess the service and parts, all that's real hard to get from them, so we wanted to switch with the CAT since they're more local for us. And that price was $6,100 more on that total number. I believe Natalie's got the total number now. It's like that hair over $1.2
million. Yeah, $1,200.
$6,100
more.
How much, Natalie?
$1,202,201. It would be the total.
It would be a change of how much because of the generator?
$6,100 would be the change order.
It's going from Cummins, did you say Cummins?
The CAT.
The CAT. No,
a Kohler.
Kohler to CAT.
Kohler to CAT.
Kohler.
Kohler. Mm-hmm.
I was told last week at Boland's that Kohler sold out. They changed their name. You spell it backwards now.
Yeah.
You spell it backwards.
That's what I was told. So if we have a motion to approve that, or we're going to stick with the goal.
I move to approve the change for the fairgrounds pump station.
Right. We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Levinson?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, discuss registered agent for employee insurance. Natalie, do you have anything on that?
Becca does.
Becca does, okay.
So Tim Wyman, I have worked with Tim Wyman for the last 14 years. At various employers, various clients, almost everyone that has had another agent has had problems with them. Tim and his team are immensely responsive. If you wanted to talk to Tim right now, I could call him and he would answer the call and you could have a conversation with him and he would get on whatever you needed right away. Canton uses him. Again, he was at my last employer. He does a phenomenal job of fighting for the city with the insurance companies. He will negotiate with Blue Cross Blue Shield, because I believe that's who you're currently with. If the council wants to shop carriers to see what does United Healthcare look like, he will do all of that work for you. It costs the city nothing. But the insurance companies won't talk to him unless you sign him as your registered agent. He can look into other coverages if you ever decide to offer dental, vision, life, and bundling them, and what kind of cost and how to set that up. So they have been great to work with.
Do we have a registered agent now?
I was told there was one that was in town, and he moved out of town, and now I don't know.
That's the one that...
Was up on Main, wasn't it?
From Table Grove?
Yeah. Cross Country?
Oh,
Crossroads?
Crossroads.
Yeah, Crossroads.
Crossroads.
So I get it. Yeah, they're still over to Table Grove as far as I know.
Yeah, they're in Table Grove.
Well, that doesn't stop us from changing it, though.
No. Mm-hmm. I would, I'll make a motion. We'll go with this,
Tim
Wyman.
And he'll still work with like the same insurance, mm-hmm. Blue Cross,
yep.
That they have now.
Yep, but he'll be able to, like if Blue Cross will come back to you, I think your renewal should be coming up, and they say, because of claims, we want to increase your premiums 10%.
Yeah. I think it's July 1st.
He'll go back and forth with them and say like, well, how about you like 5% or 2%? He'll do that negotiating for you instead of just
hearing the reasons
have nobody.
And does he assess like your current, like say if we decide to shop?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he'll come and he'll present that if need be.
When I was still here, I had somebody else come and the guy from Table Grove, and then he was from down by St. Louis, I think. Was the last time I think we've compared companies.
There was one when we had one guy come from Portland, Iowa.
Yeah, that was that guy, wherever he was from.
And we decided to stay local.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's probably a good idea. Stay as local as you can.
Yeah. I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
No.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on. Looks like everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments, corrections, additions, problems? If not, we get a motion to accept the bills. Pay the bills. Motion to pay the bills.
One
second. We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Bills are paid. Anyone have any reason to go to closed session? No closed session. We have a motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.